132 dead in one night, France remembers victims of Paris terror attacks 10 years on. By Breitbart London on November 13, 2025. Paris, AP, coordinated terrorist attacks turned Paris into a theater of blood and calamity 10 years ago Thursday. With gunfire on café terraces, explosions by a stadium and a nighttime massacre at the Bataclan concert hall leaving 132 people dead and hundreds injured. Many families measure time as before and after the attacks. The night reshaped France's sense of safety and purpose, hardening security while deepening a civic reflex for solidarity that endures a decade on. Paris is marking the Thursday anniversary with a sequence of tributes led by President Emmanuel Macron and Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo at each attack site. The State de France in Saint-Denis, then the cafes and restaurants in the 10th and 11th arrondissements, and finally the Bataclan, with a minute of silence before each memorial plaque. Parents, partners and friends of victims will stand closest to the plaques, officials said. At Place de la République, Parisians are leaving candles, flowers and notes at the foot of the statue of national symbol Marianne, as in 2015, and are following the ceremonies on a giant screen. Children are coming with parents to light candles and lay flowers. Small, familiar gestures that turn the square into shared memory. City officials have asked the public to keep gatherings calm and give families space at the memorials. On the eve of the anniversary Wednesday, dozens gathered at the same square for a nighttime vigil, where Hidalgo said that 10 years later, the emotion is still intact and that hope must be shared despite the pain and the absence. The commemorations will culminate with a Jardin du 13 Novembre, a new memorial garden opposite City Hall. Conceived with victims' associations, it bears the 132 names of those killed on Granite Stele, with plantings that echo the attack sites and benches for reflection. Designers added small signs of life, bird baths, nesting boxes, shade, for children at the request of families. The ceremony is scheduled for 6 p.m. and will be attended by Macron and Hidalgo. The Eiffel Tower is to be lit again in the colors of the French flag after nightfall, as it was Wednesday night, a silent tribute in the Paris skyline. The French Soccer Federation will observe a minute of silence and other tributes at France's World Cup qualifier against Ukraine at the Parc des Princes. On November 13, 2015, a Friday, nine Islamic State group gunmen and suicide bombers struck within minutes of one another. Suicide bombers detonated outside the Stade de France, gunmen sprayed bullets across café terraces, and three attackers stormed the Bataclan at 9:47 p.m., killing 90 people before police ended the siege. Two survivors who later died by suicide have since been recognized among the victims. For survivors, the date reopens wounds. The 10th anniversary is here and emotions and tension are everywhere for us survivors, said Arthur de Nouveau, who escaped the Bataclan and leads the Life for Paris Association. You never fully heal. You just learn to live differently. Many describe a second task after grief, rebuilding the ordinary, work, friendship, noise, without flinching. A 2021-2022 trial ended with life imprisonment without parole for Salah Abdeslam, the lone surviving assailant, and convictions for 19 others. For many, accountability did not erase the strain of trauma or the daily work of recovery, it clarified what must be protected. As names are read and wreaths laid, the message from officials and families is consistent. Remember the victims, honor the responders, and preserve the ordinary pleasures the attackers meant to destroy. The goal, planners say, is simple: grief without spectacle, memory with room for the living.